Hello, hello, hello. This is Who the Fuck Knows with Emily Rose. I'm Emily Rose, and it is Thursday, May 25th. I am coming actually off of just having watched the extended cut of the VPR reunion that dropped, I guess, what, like midnight? It was incredible. What I have here for you guys today is a little bit of an instant reaction. I was supposed to record with my friend Katie tonight, as like a short little commentary, but Katie said, let's just get on the mic, and I said, let's do it. So what you guys are about to hear is our fresh reactions. She watched the East Coast feed, so this was maybe at like 10:15. We got on the mic and started talking about it. So she had not, neither of us had seen the extended cut yet. There's not too much revealed in the extended cut from what I could see. There was just a little bit more candid conversations, a little bit more from Tom and Katie, a little bit more from Ariana, and then it was uncensored. And we talk, Katie and I talk about this from last night. We were saying that it is kind of frustrating how much they're talking over each other. I kind of didn't even factor in how much all the bleeping made it hard to follow. So without the bleeping and getting to see the uncensored text from Raquel to Ariana the couple of days after it happened is riveting. So highly recommend, go watch the extended cut. And I believe I will be doing a play-by-play recap shortly this weekend. But for now, I have Katie Thompson. Guys, thank you so much, by the way, for your support with my last episode with Cara Berry. Oh my God, she's amazing. The episode was so fun. And I'm loving covering Vanderpump Rules. I'm not sure what I'm going to do when it's over, but we will see. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to my show. I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, all of that. And go ahead and give this episode a download. I know it's weird. It's a strange thing. Podcasts aren't like streaming music, right? So if you give me a download, that's very helpful to me. And you can subscribe to my show now. And that's just, I'm not putting out extra content yet, but that is something that I plan to do. But if you give me, you know, $3 a month, you have no idea how helpful that is for me to keep this up and running. And of course, you can follow me on Instagram at WhoTFKnowsEmilyRose. That's at WhoTFKnowsEmilyRose. And that's about it. Now here is Katie. Wind up your waist now, wind up your waist.
All right, guys. So I have my friend and yours, Katie Thompson, here. We just watched
Holy shit. One
of the Vanderpump Rules reunion. Katie, how are you feeling?
It honestly felt like a dream. It felt surreal. Both of the final episode and like the reunion, I am always a watcher the day after. And these are the first times that I have like fully been with the audience and watched it. And it is so exciting. And it also just feels very surreal that we're finally watching it happen. Like, I can't believe it.
I know. And you're going to watch on the East Coast feed this time, which is exciting for you.
I didn't know that I could do that. I was like on my Bravo app and it was like live feed and it showed me the East Coast is an option, and I hated it, and it actually worked. And I was like,
oh my God.
And so I don't know if anybody else can do this, but definitely try it, because I am a sleepy bitch. I want to go to bed at 8 p.m. So the fact that I can watch this, it's 6. It's fantastic.
I always wonder how you guys do it over there. Like, it is.
I don't. I simply can't. I simply can't.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, this is instant. I mean, it's 10:14 on
May 24th.
So I didn't take any notes.
I know. I was like, we just watched it. We should just hop on and begin talking about it. It's so fresh in our brains.
How did you feel like the production of it went, like the transition starting off with the one-on-ones, getting into it? Like, how did you feel about all of that?
I liked it. It wasn't exactly what I expected, but then I also liked the text up to read all of like the dramatics and all of that. And then I like that after that, we kind of just cut to them sitting down and to them immediately start talking.
Yeah.
Did Sandoval have white nails? What color nails did he have? Did he not get a manicure? I don't even think I noted his nails. And I wonder, because they were so prominent in the finale to me as he was like fake sobbing with his like his. Now, listen, I love a man with a nail polish moment.
Oh,
but something about him doing it. It's like he went and got a fresh manicure for his crying scenes. That's what I feel happened. And that's why I'm upset about the nail polish.
No, me too. Let's be very clear. Do what you want. And honestly, before all this broke, I thought it was quite charming that Craig Conover and whoever would like paint a nail or two. I'm so fucking sick of the nails, Katie. I was thinking when I was watching, I was like, I kind of want to tweet something like, I wish I could cut his fingernails off. But then I was like, don't say that.
don't tweet that. Don't put that into the universe.
Don't do that.
Do you feel like Lisa Vanderpump was even fucking necessary at all in any way?
Not at all.
I like all of her opinions were just like, shh.
I think that like, in another circumstance, there were certain points like, okay, so the clip that they showed, which is, thank God they didn't do this like a week ago. I was kind of excited that they didn't put out a whole lot of content other than the actual, you know, trailer for the reunion.
Yeah.
So then today they show this thing with Lala when she's talking about how Sandoval's going to be Randall, in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa's kind of like, well, just because he had an affair doesn't make him a dangerous person. And when I was Reddit, because I agree and disagree. I think that she could have said all of that without directly comparing him to Randall. Mm-hmm. And that's not defending Sandoval at all. I want to be very clear. I just feel like Randall is his brand of dark, scary, dangerous is not something that maybe if he went to like therapy, he could get through it. Whereas I think that if Sandoval maybe worked on himself for the next several years, then maybe he could like end up taking accountability for it. And he probably won't. Like, let's be honest, I don't think he's going to do that. But
He already broke up with Rachel and already has another new girlfriend.
Oh my God.
I mean, but I do understand where Lala is saying, like, you're going to be like Randall because, like, I bet you that Sandoval, like, watched Randall and was like, I want to be like this guy. I want to be as slimy and sneaky as this guy because he can do whatever he wants. And, you know, and I think that that's what she was implying.
And I also think, like, there is merit to him being a dangerous person. Like, it's dangerous to go on a fucking national podcast and then national television and continue to push a narrative that your ex is suicidal. Mm-hmm. And he implied that he was literally being trapped.
Yeah.
And that is dangerous because that is harmful to her, to other people that go through suicidal ideation or mental health struggles or whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. So I do understand, but it's just Lala just is a lot to take a lot of the time. And I think in any other circumstance, Lisa being like, you're being a bit ridiculous, I think I would be like totally agreeing with her. But at the end
see that Lisa Vanderpump posted about it too? She posted a clip.
Yeah.
She literally, I just saw it on my Instagram before this. She posted the clip of them fighting and then she put, I do not agree with Lala saying that he was dangerous, but watch the reunion tonight. And I was just like, damn, you really running these opinions into the ground.
She really is. What?
How did you feel about the whole, like, if you don't stop being partners with Tom, I'm not going to respect you and be your friend anymore? For Ariana to Lisa Vanderpump.
I think that Lisa gets like really caught up. And this is the thing. To answer your original question, I don't think it was necessary that she was there. I don't think she needs to be there for the full reunion. Maybe if they like brought her out. But like, I don't think she needed to be there because she's so caught up in her own head. Like, Ariana wasn't trying to be disrespectful. She was drawing the same boundary with Vanderpump that she has drawn with everybody. And it's also like natural occurrence of events, right? Like, I am not speaking to this man, as you know. I don't want to be associated with him. Naturally, you having this investment literally in him is going to keep us from becoming closer. It's going to drive a wedge. And that's not like, I don't think that Ariana was expecting Lisa to like drop her all of her business endeavors and cancel the show or whatever it is. Like, I don't think that's what Ariana saying.
No, I don't think so either.
Look it, because she's so vain and she's
and
so,
I it reminded me of like her Beverly Housewife days, you know? The Beverly Housewife. I was like, wait, Beverly that sounds Housewife. Wrong. I forgot the hills. You know, like it brought that back where like she heard like, wait a second. You're not going to be my friend if I don't blah, 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 because I'm older than you and you must respect me. Like, you know, it brought that back. I'm like, girl, enough of this. I have more stuff that I want to hear.
Thank
I don't fucking
you.
Care about you. Shut up right now.
And that's why she I didn't even want her there.
She doesn't even need to be on the show.
She really doesn't have anything to do on the show. Don't think.
Doesn't. Like, she's not even on The Real Housewives anymore. She hardly has any limelight on this. She's got fucking her own husband coming in being like, can you believe I mean, it's just sad on her bar. Her bars are closing. Look, one of the owners of one of her bars is fucking around, like making her look like an asshole. It's
literally like, I think the best thing she could have done for herself was not come to this reunion or have like a cameo type situation. Mm-hmm. She could have had a sit down individual with Andy, but she's never going to do that.
That would have been so smart.
I know, but she's not going to do that, Katie, because this is not, and this is why I was frustrated when I saw that clip, because I'm like, I don't feel like the internet or the zeitgeist needs to spend any time talking about fucking Lisa Vanderpump. Like,
neither.
And she puts herself in this situation where now we're talking about like what she said and if she's being misogynistic. Like, baby, we already know the bitch is misogynistic, and I'm not trying to downplay it, but this is just, to me, I don't fucking care what Lisa thinks. I don't care how she feels. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, I want to dive into the heart of the matter to Raquel and Tom. And so that being said, how did you feel about
making a trailer? I'm going to be feeling like, you know, we're a trailer.
What? I was at first, I was like, okay, I like that they're like trying to bring her in, because it would have been awkward to have just like not had her out at all.
You know, she did that shit on purpose.
Yes. 100%.
You know, she was like, I'm just going to sit in the trailer and watch it and then be interviewed and then it's okay.
I was like, when I was watching her at first, it was like, I was just trying to get in her headset. But then towards the end, she got real fucking cute with the eye rolling. And the reactionary faces, like, I'm like, babe, what is going through your head right now? I loved when not only Ariana, but Sheena, and was it maybe Katie or maybe it was Short? Somebody, they all co-signed that Ariana and Tom had been sleeping together. And Raquel looked shook. She looked shocked. And what I liked about it, too, was you could hear the feed from the video in the background. So you know that this is her actual reaction. This is not editing. We're not putting random facial expressions in random places. This is literally how she's reacting. And it is fucking insane.
Yeah.
It is insane.
It was insane to see, like, just even the conversation that her and Sandoval had in the final episode. Like, you could tell that Raquel was, if anything, just happy that he was there and happy that the relationship was over and that now she had a chance at it. You can tell that she was so excited for those cameras to go away so they could do their stupid shrooms and look at their lights and get drunk and do whatever for a few months before they realized that they really didn't like each other and broke up, you know? But like, it was just crazy.
What do you think about I so much like we're doing an instant reaction right now.
Yeah.
I kind of almost feel like at first I was very much like, yeah, get the cameras, get the reunion going.
Mm-hmm.
And there is definitely some raw emotion, maybe for one James Kennedy, that we see it that we might not have gotten if we had waited. But it's just like so much shit. They did this like 2 weeks after. There's so much more shit that has come out and happened and been speculated about that, like, I almost wish they had waited. Mm. Yeah. What do you think?
I almost wish they had waited just so that. Not that I'm not enjoying everything that happened, like that's happening, but that I do wish that everybody was like just a little bit calmer so that we could have more of a conversation.
Yeah,
because as much as I hate Tom Sandoval and fuck him and Team Ariana, I'm fucking all the way there. But everyone's just yelling at him, and that's fine. I understand. This is the first time that they have seen him in the 2 weeks that they have known. I absolutely understand. And I'm wondering if as the parts of the reunion go on, if there's going to be less yelling and more conversation.
It doesn't look like it. That
it doesn't. But I do wish that maybe some more time had gone by so that. But you know what's interesting?
What?
Is that everybody's yelling except for Ariana. Yes. She's kind of just sitting there in a red dress.
Listen.
She's doing the least but also that's the most, you know?
The most.
That's the move. She's handling it so beautifully.
I know. And I think, I mean, she was like, sick him, you know, she was like, excuse me, get him. Like,
yeah,
this is her moment to be composed. She's already had her emotional moments on camera right after. And I'm sure off. Like, she doesn't need to do all that. So let them take care of it. Mm-hmm. I think the first time that James blew up, I was pretty okay with it. I was like, yeah, because what Sandoval was doing is so fucking annoying. And Sheena told us that he did it to her, too, where he's like invalidating their friendship, invalidating the place in each other's lives as a way to justify his shitty behavior. So like, we weren't bros, bro. We only talk like once a month.
And then meanwhile, he's literally paying for the engagement with Raquel.
Like, what are you talking about? And so I was glad, and I wanted James to go after him. I think it was probably most uncomfortable, like you said, when everybody started talking over each other. And there were moments like
for me, that's at any reunion. I don't like the talking over each other. I just want everybody to like have their turn, and I understand that like that's not how conversations go. Like people talk over each other, but I'm looking to get the whole story, you know, but I do understand the mob mentality. Like, we hate Tom Sandoval and it was so fresh. Yeah. But that's kind of why I wish that they maybe had waited a little longer just so that we could hear a little more.
A little. I think like if James had time to work on his lines, it would have been even better.
Yeah. But the fucking timeout, I was dying.
Was so funny.
I need a timeout. It breaks it up. Like, and he's done it at all the reunions. I mean, Jax has wanted to punch him in the face.
And then he'll be rolling on the floor.
Yep. He'll say something and you just can't help but laugh. It's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, you got to have James in his rawest, purest form, I think.
I mean, anybody who knows me knows that I love James and I always have. I just think that he's such a character, you know? Right. Would I ever date him? No. No, I wouldn't put myself through that agony. But do I love him on the reality show? Abso-fucking-lutely.
I have to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
His relationship with Lala makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
And I just try to, but we'll never do again, to put myself in, like, Allie's shoes, like, watching that and, like, whereas we've seen Allie all season kind of like shutting him down and putting him in his place, Lala is like gassing him up.
But I don't think it's in like a I want to have sex with you way. Like, we see the type of men that Lala is like able to bring in this season. Don't think that James is on that list. Like, I don't think that they have any type of relationship now. Now. Right. If they weren't on a reality show, I don't think that they would even be like in the same vicinity all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh. If they were cast on this show and they had had sex one time or whatever, then they would have gone their separate ways and they wouldn't be around.
Yeah.
So if I were Allie, I feel like I would understand that this is like a job setting and that's why they're around each other all the time. And that since they're just friends now, that there is no chemistry, her gassing him up is not going to bother me.
I think it's just, to me, I don't know. I feel like they do have some sort of like sexual chemistry. And that's not what would make me uncomfortable if I was his girlfriend. I would be uncomfortable because I would be like, girl, shut him down, please. And stop letting him make an ass out of himself. Like, I'm not.
But at the reunion, do it.
I know.
Get riled up. I'm here for it. But I also want him to shut up at the same time. Like, I don't know how I feel.
Yeah, I think that this is also, we have to keep in mind, truly unprecedented. Like, maybe the thing that I can think of is that's like closest is when that Jersey season, I think it was maybe 3 or 4, where they were filming the reunion the day after filming the season wrapped. And then Jacqueline or whatever her name was didn't show up to the reunion and it was a whole big thing. And so things were very, very fresh. And I think that that's the only other time that I can think of that things have been this real and fresh. But that said, Real Housewives of New Jersey never got the amount of, I mean, they're getting pressure from the world on Vanderpump Rules right now. I mean, it's still such a big fucking ordeal, and they're out here selling dumbass merch and doing all kinds of send it to Dare.
I mean, and the fucking Britney and Jack shit is fucking kills me. All of this drama happens. They start a podcast, launch merch, have some sort of fucking bullshit rewatch show on Bravo that I am not fucking watching. Jax is chiming in on fucking everything. It's just, it's
angry. He's commenting on Bravo. They released a pre-interview of Sandoval where he looks like a true demon. And then Jax comments on it and he's like,
I've only ever had love for myself, so that's the only person I'm going to put forward or something like that.
And I was like, Jax, not now. Save it for like, Todd.
You're actually doing mirrors. What? Save it for the pod. Not at all. Like, we need to this man's phone.
No, she's loving. They are in. This is the most marital bliss that they have ever experienced in their life. Is this fucking like, cheating thing?
We're back, they're baby. Not
like bad people anymore.
No, but we all know that Jax is still a fucking cheating asshole. You know, he's no better than Sandoval.
No, he's really not. Let's briefly about your girl, your namesake, Katie Maloney, and then also Tom Schwartz, because they, first of all, Tom Schwartz is a disaster. He is a disaster.
Listen, love my buddy Tom. I wish that he had been a little more vocal in that conversation with Ariana that he had in that final episode.
Yeah.
When she was like, I was his ride or die, blah, blah, blah. She's like crying and he's just sitting there silently. Like, he could have said, like, you didn't deserve this. He could have said anything and he didn't say anything. And saying nothing sometimes is worse than saying something. You know, it like is. That says it all, you know? That was just kind of disappointing. And my buddy there, but listen, I love Schwartzy. It's hard for me to hate him, you know, and I'm not the biggest Katie fan, you know, but I don't know the girl in real life. I don't know what it's like behind closed doors.
I don't either.
But the Bubbas have issues.
I was just kind of like, I was annoyed that we had to get into it. I was just like,
this soon, like, wait till the third part.
Wait till the third part, or wait till the second part is the perfect time.
Yeah.
We get high drama first, and then, you know, before we bring out high drama piece number 2, which would be Raquel, like, we do some of the more, like, side story shit, because honestly, it just, to me, and again, you're right, I'm not her, I'm not him, I'm not in their relationship.
Yeah. So,
like, the act of him kissing Raquel or, like, dating or, you know, hooking up with a cast member, they keep saying in the friend group, they mean a cast member, like, that to me is so just a non-factor anymore. It just doesn't fucking matter. What matters, though, is were you covering for Sandoval? And then, Jesus, when Sandoval and him, we got this teased when Sandoval was like, August, September, and then Schwartz, at one point, I honestly think he had like one of the more like riveting performances when they were all screaming at each other. And then Schwartz is like, Tom, stand up for me. I was like, damn, that's what Katie's been asking you to do for a minute. You're out here looking at the damn.
He's not available to stand up for people. I don't know why people are begging this man to.
Schwartz is taking it so hard. He is so mad that he cannot be Mr. Nice Guy by association. And I'm like, well, that's fair. Stop fucking being friends with Sandoval then, dude. Like Katie said something similar in the last episode, get on the right side and then you won't be stand miserable and you won't be screaming talking about Tom, stand up for me. You sound like
Oh my god, it's just, it's so surreal. I can't believe that we, because it's been such a lead up to this, you know, like we've just been waiting for it. And it almost felt like it was never going to come. And it's just so awesome that we're getting to see it.
I know. I think, well, Sheena, you know, my girl Sheena, she was out there doing her thing. she really didn't do a whole lot, which is kind of like her kind of MO in these.
I mean, but here's the thing. It's not about her, you know?
It's not.
Excuse me. And everybody else is making it about them.
Yes.
But, like, not really. They're just yelling at Sandoval. But you know what? We need more of the Sheena energy. But she's sitting over there silent because she's absolutely distraught that, you know, Rachel has sent her this thing. Also, it's, like, 7:30. I don't know why there's so many birds outside. Do they come at night during the summer? Like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. But it is very birdy. So I apologize for the absolute chirps that are happening on this microphone.
Listen, they're just hyped up like we are. LA and the surrounding areas are buzzing right now. I can't imagine what it's like to live there right now.
Even the fucking birds are talking. Birds. Oh my god, wait.
What?
What about Miami, girl?
Let's get into it.
Holy shitballs, dude. I mean, I think that there were times when I was rewatching the series and I texted you. And I was like, do you think that he slept with Miami girl? Like, what do you think? Because I really, truly wasn't sure. But now it all really makes sense that Ariana knew about it. Is it Ariana or Ariana?
Oh, my God. I don't know. That was like a whole one of the podcasts that I listened to this morning. They went on a 15-minute talk about it. And I was like, guys, we got to get past this. I don't fucking care. If she's not.
Not me doing it on this podcast.
And not on the pod. Oh, my God. So I think that I've always gone back and forth. I believe that my stance on Miami Girl has always been. It happened. Ariana knew that it happened, but there was some sort of exception or caveat, whether that be he straight up cheated on her and they did not want to have it come out on camera, or what she's saying now, which is that they were not exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm not going to argue with her about that.
You weren't exclusive, but he also had a fucking girlfriend when you guys started talking.
Yes.
So like, isn't that a fucking red flag? You know?
It should be. But, you know, he just wanted to, like, he hadn't felt single in like 5 years. We just wanted to, like, try it out.
Kristen the entire time, too.
Like, you've totally been acting like a single person.
For the past how many years? This man is literally almost 40, apparently.
Yes.
And acting like this. Let's talk about his... Did you see the jacket that he made where he put light up lightning bolts on it, like the ones that you hang on your, like, I literally have one on like my bedroom door.
Yeah, this at his one of his most recent shows.
It's so bad that I honestly want to throw up.
It's really,
it's cringy.
It's cringy. It's egregious.
How is this man even on stage? Go away for a second. Nobody wants to see you. Raquel's doing it right. You know, yeah. She's just gone away and she shut the fuck up. That's what he should have done as well.
I agree. And I think, but I think I have to assume that it's either a complete ego trip or he is in such dire financial straits that he doesn't have a choice. Which I believe
that's paying that band, though. Like, isn't it costing him more money to perform than it is to not?
Well, I assume that they've put, because this tour was planned beforehand, so I have to assume that there's like deposits and shit that he wouldn't be able to get back unless he plays.
I see. Okay.
That's my completely not in music booking industry opinion. Mm-hmm. But
yes,
I have to assume that's what it is. And there was something that Schwartz said I think it was when he did his thing on Watch What Happens Live recently, and he he said something like, if you want to come by to Schwartz and Sandy's and talk to me about it, I'll talk to you about it. And I felt like that was a very LVP move. I felt like mm-hmm. it was like, keep coming because we will give you tea. Like, the servers will talk to you about it, I'll talk to you about it, the bartenders will talk to you about it if you want to ask, to get people to come. And I feel like that's what Sandoval's doing with the lightning bolt jacket, if that makes sense.
Well, honestly, I feel like Tom just like didn't know what to say during that interview. And he was just saying anything that was coming out of his mouth. I don't even know if that was, is he even smart enough to do an LVP?
What? I mean, apparently people have kept saying, like, cast members, former and present cast members on the podcast, have said more than once that he's actually quite smart academically.
So maybe he's just playing dumb. Well, and yeah. I'm falling a victim to it.
So what is your thoughts and theories on, I mean, a couple of things. I know we only have a few more minutes, but what is your thoughts and theories on what is the fucking timeline? And I'm not as pressed about when Schwartz knew. I know that that's more meaningful to like Ariana as a friend, mm-hmm. Sheena, mm-hmm. Katie, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But what's your theory? What do you think? When did he know? When did it start? What has
I think
on?
That whatever Schwartz is saying is true, and that whatever Tom is saying, like, what, huh? I don't believe any of that at all. But then again, I feel like he would lie because he, at first during that conversation with Katie, lied to Katie about it and then was like, oh, well, actually, I knew the first time that they had sex, you know, and then he made all these comments. But then again, when Katie says, you made this comment to me at, what was it, BravoCon or something?
Yep.
I believe that he made that comment maybe super drunk and didn't know. Maybe he made it and forgot, but I do believe that, like, he did know for a while, and I don't know. And just, like, the way that in that final episode when Sandoval, like, comes in and Schwartz is just like, I know that you wanted to end it and this all just was not how you wanted it and all of that. Like, that was all them talking about it beforehand, trying to make Sandoval, like, look good. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There's a part of me that just loves Schwartz, you know? So it's really hard for me to hate him, even though, come on, buddy, you know? But, yeah, I mean, I don't really know. I can't even remember, like, my birthday half of the time. So whatever dates happen for them, I have no idea. But I do think that Sandoval doesn't want, like, any of us to know when he actually found out and that he has known for quite some time.
Yeah, and I also just totally don't believe Sandoval's timeline of when it started. I believe Schwartz saying, you know, that he found out. I think that Sandoval had probably been planting seeds. Oh, my God. When Schwartz admit, because I didn't believe it when people speculated this, that, you know, the scene when they were at the what's the taco truck? Something about yeasty boys.
Yeah.
Not tacos, but, you know, the yeasty boys or whatever.
Yeah.
Schwartz was like, I kind of feel like she had a crush on someone else. And then at glamping where he's like, she's into taking men. I just couldn't. I can't wrap my mind around, still cannot wrap my mind around why he would feel moved to say those things in the moment, knowing. So I had to tell myself he just didn't fully know, or like just happened the once, or he had knew that he like kissed her or something. But knowing out of his own mouth that he knew about the full fucking affair by the time he's saying that crazy shit, what is going on with you, man? What is going on with you?
But at the same time, like, haven't you ever been so uncomfortable with knowing information that, like, you said stuff because you want them to tell the truth? And because you know it's going to get out? I don't know. Like, it's not that crazy to me that he would say stuff. If I were Sandoval, like, I would have a hard time, like, not fucking looking at him at the table and being like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, I think that's actually truly what's even more astonishing is that Sandoval is not reacting at all. Because see, like, if I was in that position, if I was the Schwartz, I wouldn't say things like that, but I would probably make like very easily recognizable facial expressions. I would probably like roll an eye, or I would do an kind of thing. But I can't, when Sandoval's just like playing.
I mean, he's laughing.
That had to have caught him off guard. Like, surely Sandoval was caught off guard, because Tom is just out here like having a full on, I mean, nervous breakdown is the only way that I can describe it.
Unless they talk about it so much behind closed doors that it actually was a joke to them, and that he could make those jokes. So what you're saying, but wait, didn't Schwartz say that he did know at that time?
Yeah, he knew. He knew fully when he made the thing at the Yeasty Boys truck, when he made that comment, and he knew at glamping.
I don't know, to say that and then say that, but wait. Well, obviously Sandoval knew that Schwartz knew.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that fucking told him.
That's
just gross.
Yeah, they're being really gross and weird.
You know? Damn.
Yeah.
Because who do you think is the person that he cheated on with?
Thank you. I was going to ask you. So, okay. Ariana, did you listen to Call Her Daddy today?
No, I didn't. I was going to like look at like a recap or something, but
I'll send you a recap. I truly don't want to put anyone through that. I mean, Ariana was great, but
Alex Cooper
actually makes me want to pass out. So she's wild one. Essentially, Ariana was saying she gave herself enough. She had enough self-awareness to be like, obviously I am not the be all know all when it comes to this, because like, look at what happened with Raquel. She was like, but I just really don't believe that with Billy Lee.
Mm.
So, okay. So if I'm going to take that, then I'm like, so who? There's a rumor that he hooked up with one of the girls in Winterhouse when he went to Winterhouse last year. There's a rumor.
I mean, you think she would come out with that, or she'd keep that a secret?
Well, if it's who it is, I think it was Gabby that they're saying that he hooked up with. Gabby from Winterhouse, not Gabby who's currently on Summer House.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, there's two Gabbies.
I'm going to have to look back.
But she only had a very short little stint.
Oh, okay.
I could get into that for a minute, because there was a lot of weird stuff. There was like editing in the trailer for that season that made it like Kyle had been hitting on Gabby, and then she kind of just like disappeared and never came back, but then they never showed any footage from it.
Oh.
But if it was Sandy out here in the street, then the other rumor is that one of his original backup singers, he had slept with her, and then and I forget her name, but if you look it up, is it Denise?
I'll look it up.
Yeah, just look it up. It's there's a few people where, like, what Ariana said on Watch What Happens Live last week would match up. Like, no, she's not in the Vanderpump, in the show universe. She's, like, maybe tangential to it, but Andy wouldn't have met Gabby because they don't have Winter House reunions, and he wouldn't have met Tom's backup singer either.
Got it.
So, and it's possible that he slept with both of them and Billy Lee. I have no fucking clue.
He could just be lying about, like, the other times because he knows that those girls, like, if they came forward, that they would be, like, believed because they were on the show or because they had been in the spotlight in a certain way.
Right. Yep.
I mean, I think that anybody would believe anybody that came forward and said that they slept with Sandoval right now, though.
Yeah, I mean, truly, like, Schwartz, I would believe it. I would just believe truly anything. I think, so what are you, have we missed any, like, major parts? I feel like we've covered, I mean, we really are still taking it in and processing.
Yeah, I mean, poo-poo head, worm with a mustache, gonna have to take a time out, you know.
So funny.
Those are the parts that really speak out to me.
But they were talking about Big Bear. James goes, Raquel hates snowboarding. She hates it. I was like, wow, that's juicy. Now we know. The Big Bear thing is crazy to me.
I think I got so overwhelmed at a certain point that I blacked out a little bit at the end because I was like, this is a lot. This is a lot to take in one night. Like, I can't even believe that this is going on. Like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah. No, 100%. 100%. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you rate this reunion with all of the hype? Do you think that the reunion lived up to the hype?
I would say...
I don't.
I would say it was like an 8 out of 10. But that doesn't mean that I didn't enjoy it, you know?
You know what I wish, kind of?
What?
I almost wish I didn't watch the trailers like I did.
Because it's like a
Marvel movie. If you watch the trailer, you can kind of figure out everything that happens in the movie, even the ending.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, I don't want to see the fucking trailer. I'm going to see something that I know is the ending and it's going to ruin it for me. And so I feel like going into this, I had already seen a lot of what the juiciest, like, scenes were because they were already teased for me. So I think that's my issue, and that's why I'm underwhelmed. So I'm going to actually blame that on the trailer and nothing else but that.
Yeah, definitely not their performance. You know, Lala was on her podcast. She was like, guys, it is so crazy. It is crazier than anything you've ever seen. I was like, okay, so I can expect to be, like, pretty entertained, but not, you know, I don't think it's going to be the craziest thing I've ever seen because I don't believe what she says. But I think... In general, I think I knew that it was going to be like this, but then right before I was like, I wonder if they would do a thing like, you know, Beychella, when Beyonce was at Coachella, and then when they released it on Netflix, they kind of interspersed between her weekend one and weekend two performances. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the production that was on Netflix was like half in yellow, half in purple.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, I wonder if they're going to kind of edit together, not, you know, but go back and forth between Raquel being on stage and Sheena being on stage kind of thing.
Interesting.
Well, you know, Evolution won't hire me, but that's just my idea. I think that, like, I'm really interested to see Raquel, and I am, as ridiculous as it was, I am glad they put the trailer reactions in of her in the trailer so that we could kind of get a gauge of where her head's at, which is on Mars with Schwartz or whatever the fuck he's filming.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think there's going to be more shit that comes out, and I don't
100%. Like,
you know, maybe it won't be the craziest thing we've ever fucking heard, but just little pieces of, like, Schwartz and Sandoval's interactions together on this part, and the like, stand up for me, Tom, and the
what do you mean it was September?
And then, you know, just little stuff like that, little
moments.
I was like, oh yeah, when Raquel comes out here, she's about to turn this thing upside down. And I'm
excited. I'm also excited to see like him walk out and be smoking and she follows him and he's like, I need a break from filming. I'm really excited to see that.
I am too. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's this just rumor that there's like one more thing that we don't know yet. And that some of the cast members don't know yet, because the cast members haven't seen, they're only seeing, like, Lala only got to see part one. So they haven't seen the full thing and the secrets revealed. So apparently there's one more thing, and that's where the, you know, Raquel pregnancy speculation is coming from. That's where the came from. Because Alex Baskin, the producer, went on a show that I can't think of right now and said, we are, or maybe he was in the Daily Mail, and he said, well, we were going to pick up filming in the next couple of weeks, current time, but we're going to have to take a break because there are some things that come out on the reunion that the other cast members don't know about. And so we may need to take a little break before we film again, because that may change the nature of what people are willing to do.
Why would anybody assume that as a pregnancy? I would never hear that and assume pregnancy.
Because this person on Dumois, before he came out and said this, so a week and a half ago, she or they submitted a blind to Dumois that was like, my sister, her husband or something, works at the gas station in Tucson where she's staying, and said that she came in, and this is so stupid, she came in to buy like a Coke and some candy or something, and she usually gets a pack of cigarettes, but they said that they saw her on the security footage when the clerk went to get the cigarettes that she always buys. She's like, no, I can't, and that she's been wearing like big hoodies. I think that if that is true, which who knows, because Dumois is just not at all reliable, but if that's true, I almost feel like she would be doing that on purpose to get speculation about it.
Maybe. I just don't know. But now I'm really interested to see what it is. I didn't even know there was something that I didn't know that was going to happen at the reunion. So I'm very intrigued.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I have all the gossip.
Yes. Were you the one that posted on your Instagram that it's a choice about her going on to call her daddy?
Yes, that was me.
Yeah, I LOL'd at that. Okay, because when you were like saying about the call her daddy, and then you were like, I don't really like her, she just want to faint. It's like, was she the one that said it's a choice? Because it made me LOL.
Oops. Alex Cooper, not only just like all the drama from call her daddy and like Sophia with an F is actually friends with Lala, her old co-host, is actually friends with Lala and Katie in real life. So I found it odd that Ariana would go on the literal rival podcast. Also, Alex just has a lot of fucking, she handled Black Lives Matter 2020 and COVID about as well as Stassi Schroeder. She just, it's not good. She's not great at interviewing.
I don't know much about her.
She also tends to have people on her show that are on the wrong side of things. So like when she had Jamie Lynn Spears, she had Haley Baldwin, which I don't necessarily, I don't think that Haley Baldwin's on the wrong side, but obviously a lot of people do. She just has a lot of interviews like that. And then she interviewed Holly and Bridget, or maybe it was just Holly, in 2020 over COVID. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. I was listening. I was like, I know more about Holly Madison than you do. And that's really annoying because she has a lot of money.
Yeah. It's like, do your research if you're going to have a show too, you know?
Yes. Yes. And she just notoriously does not. So anyway, so yeah, Ariana said a lot. It's a good listen. There's lots of recaps. I can send you one that's very detailed that I read today.
Yeah. Send me the recap for sure.
And, but yeah, there's a lot. And actually, Ariana addressed that rumor. She was like, I have an idea of what it is. She was like, however, that may be, she was basically kind of saying that it may be shocking to some people, but nothing shocks her anymore. It's just kind of like, that's a dark place to be. But that doesn't mean it's not interesting and doesn't mean it's not shocking to me. So
that's true. That's true.
And she doesn't believe the Raquel is pregnant rumor. I think,
yeah,
like, I want to be just so careful about talking about this. I wouldn't be surprised if Raquel maybe has been pregnant in the past type of thing, you know, or like mm-hmm. something like that gets brought up. But I don't necessarily think that it would have to do anything with Sandoval. It could just be something. She's just like her moves. She's been moving so funny that it's like, I don't know what I can believe. Mm-hmm. And the gas station thing was just so ridiculous. I was like, Raquel.
And it's very random.
Did you write a dumois about your hoodies and your cigarettes, honey? Because that is ridiculous.
I mean, maybe she wasn't getting cigarettes because she's like vaping. Like, right. Who knows? It could be any reason, you know? Maybe she already had a pack from another. Yes. Maybe she already had a pack. Like, it's not that crazy.
It's not. But you know how it is with dumois.
Oh, I know.
And the whole. And all the rumors and speculations. And so, and of course, she's not going to come out and deny it because it gets her more like attention and whatever. So that's.
Well, also, her publicist are probably just saying, like, don't fucking comment on anything. Just shut up and stay in this room.
Yeah, that's what that would be my advice.
Yep.
To her and Sandoval. But Sandy.
Yep.
He can't do it. Wow. Well, okay. This was very fun.
I loved it.
I'm glad
so good to talk about it.
I know. And I'm glad that we're doing it now instead of tomorrow night like we planned, because it is so fresh. And
yes.
I will be doing a more detailed recap after I watch it. I don't know, 6 more times if I can get through it. But this was really great. And yeah, maybe we can do this for another episode. That would be really fun.
Yes. Yes, I would absolutely love it.
Katie, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate's. And I also have a podcast that I do with my gal pal, Chloe. We break down Friends episodes, like the actual television show. I know a lot of you hate it, but a lot of you love it. But the show is fucking adorable. So come on by. It's available on Spotify, on iTunes, anywhere that you pod. And it's called They Were on a Break. So come on by and listen to that if you're interested.
And I've listened to a few episodes and I love it. And you know that Friends is Jackson Brittany's favorite show. So, you know, if you're into Vanderpump Rules,
you're like
maybe you like Friends. Maybe you like Friends. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, thank you for having me on. This was so much fun.
This was so much fun. All right. I will talk to you guys later. Bye bye. Wind up your waist now. Wind up your waist. Wind up your waist. Wind up your waist now, wind up your waist. Yeah, you know I love it when you wind up your waist. Tell me what you